bring you back to your current time reality for a moment. Knowing that you are connected to your druid, your adolescent, and you will be until Beltane is over. Beltane begins on the eve of, the day before, May 1st, sunrise on the eve of, and ends at sunset on May 1st. Hopefully you are able to work with this at exact timing of Beltane. If not, you are still working with the energy of that day. You enter into the holiday, whether or not it is that time period for you now. Know that you can work with it at any time of the year. It is simply a bonus if you are able to do it on the actual holidays. All right, moving forward. So what does ritual mean for you now? Does this mean that you have to work with a sexual ritual? No, it does not. However, if you are willing, that is quite wonderful. If you have a partner that is willing to do this work with you in that way, we would say go right ahead if you feel comfortable doing that. Otherwise, as we guide you into the rituals, we will be using the symbols of the maypole and also the sword and the cup. The symbols may be used in your own home, or you may just use them in meditation, in visualization. It isn't necessary to use the symbols yourself unless you want to. You want to. In other words, there is a lot of creative room for you to work with these meditations and with this particular workshop. We want you to do what feels adventurous and what feels right for your own endurance and creations and, of course, conceptions. So let's work with the conception of the adolescent at this time. So the goddess is entering her adolescence, and she is actively seeking the yang energy of the god. So you are working with seeking the yang energy of the god as well in your life. Whether or not you are female or male, that doesn't matter. You are seeking out the yang energy of the god to add fire to what you are creating. Yes, to add fire to what you are creating. You cannot do that without also including your adolescent in your current lifetime. So that is the opportunity and what we will be working with. We want you to connect with your adolescent in this lifetime. If there is healing that is needed there, you can work with that as well. We will be working with it in a more masculine, spirited, fire way. With adventure, with love. That is not to say there isn't depth to go into with your adolescent, the depth or the mystery or the unknown. There are other meditations and rituals that are more appropriate for that. Healing can happen both ways. Healing can happen where you go into the darkness of it, or it can happen by going into the light of it. Sometimes both are necessary. What is quite wonderful with this particular sacred ritual and holiday is that it is about the sun, the fire, the god, the adventure. It is about the fun, in other words. So you will be healing in a more light shadow way with this holiday. You will not hear us say that a lot with other rituals. However, this is one where that is quite appropriate. So working with your adolescent, connecting with your adolescent, at this time, it would be a good idea to just connect with your adolescent. We will go into a meditation soon to do so. You connected with the adolescent in your druid time. Now it is time for you to connect with your current adolescent. If you have not done this before, it is quite simple. You will end up with the adolescent that represents all of your adolescence. Generally, this is somewhere between the ages of 12 and 15. You can allow your adolescent to come as he or she or they are willing. Because this holiday so surrounds using that adolescent energy, you will be healing the adolescent from within yourself in an effort, an addition to adding to your project. So their healed, love-filled energy will fill your current adult self. It will begin to heal and to fill the fire within your soul and that creation, purpose that you are wishing to just sprout. Not sprout as much as explode into the frenzy. Just as a flower does, it is growing during solstice, growing during Easter, and then all of a sudden, you walk out one day and there it is. There is the Mayflower, bright and beautiful, flowers everywhere. This is what your energy is doing at this time. This is what your project is doing at this time. You have wanted it to spring into the yang energy of action, in other words. Beltane is much about the action of the creation, not the gestation, but the action of it. So therefore, that is why there is conception as well. Conception is an action-oriented thing. Then the sprouted, mature energy of it. The adolescents think of what happens during adolescence, the sprouting, yes? The sprouting of pubic hair, the sprouting of breasts, the sprouting of the staff in that way, the growing of it. Think of this energy as being added to everything that you are doing. So your creation, whatever stage it is in, you are wishing for it to be in this more mature stage where it is capable of doing, capable of creating abundance in your reality, abundance within itself. It is mature enough to go out into the world on its own. No matter what the creation, this is possible. That is what you are wanting to create. Even if you feel as if all that you have been working towards have been unable to reach this stage, it doesn't matter. That is not what Beltane is for. It doesn't matter what you think. We want you to move your ego out of the way. You are going to allow the Spirit of God to enter your creation and mature it for you. You are going to take your hands off of it, just for the ritual parts of it. If it is in fact a coupling, a wedding, a relationship of some kind, of course there is a doing energy with this. However, if it is a project, if it is something that you have been putting to fruition, a website, for instance, a book, a business, you are going to let go of it and then allow the God and the Goddess to come together, exploding the element of fire. The fairies will help in that way. They will add the element of fire. And then there will be an expectation of its maturity, action, and doing. It will finally bring to you what you are wanting. You will either publish the book, receive the funds from your business or website, whatever it is you are creating. So the outcome of it is to just allow the God and Goddess to gift you with the abundance from it. Now, if you have not put any action or energy into your creation at all, of course you cannot expect this. Working with Beltane ritual when you are creating something is meant to be worked with after you have put in the effort, after you have put in the effort. If you are in the process of putting in the effort, then work with this energy to add more of that fire into it. So in other words, use your common sense here. If you have only written half of a book, you cannot publish it yet. If you have written half of a book, though, you can expect the God and Goddess to put more energy into the endurance and continuation of writing the book and finishing it. So on that note, what you can expect of your creations, if you feel as if you have been putting so much effort into it and you're not quite there, maybe it is right for you to use the energy of this ritual to add continued endurance. That is another reason to work with the Beltane energy. Be reasonable with where you are in your physical manifestation. Be reasonable. Use that common sense. Beltane is not going to do it for you, but they are going to add the magic of their energy. The masculine, the feminine. They are going to help you in that way. All right. We are going to go into meditation now to work with your current reality, adolescent. You are going to be creating intimacy with them by working with them in this way, helping them to heal through love and adventure, and making them a part of your creation. You might have done this with your child. It is important to also do it with your adolescent. All right, we will meet you in meditation next.